Let's lower our center of gravity. And that's kind of like softly, gently flowing downward, liltingly, until we come to a settling point near the base of the spine, lower abdomen area. And it feels like we come out of our heads into a center point that connects us more deeply with our wholeness. And take a few deeper breaths. Feel the feet on the ground. Let's greet Mother Earth. Feel her all-encompassing embrace, her continual flow of nourishment. Her sourcing of our being on this earth plane from a place of deep love. These molecules of matter that come together, through love. They're held together by love. It's the strongest force in the universe, and it's the cohesive force of the universe. And so the movement, the thrust of the whole existence is love. And that's what they call the Shakti force in the Vedic training. So feel that surrounding you and flowing through you. And let your hands flow, fingertips and palms. And notice the fingertips. You'll feel a difference in the flow of each fingertip. And there might be some that feel like they're strong and clear, like laser pointers. And some of them may feel a little more cloudy and not as strong. And so invite those to flow more freely. And same thing with the toes. Let's feel the energy coming forward through the tips of the toes. And if there's a toe that feels a little more clogged than the other ones, invite it to open. These correspond, the fingers and the fingertips and toe tips correspond to the meridians, the acupuncture meridians. And so we're clearing through, purifying the meridian channels as we do this. So there's a flow that goes from the center of the palm, that's one flow. And then there's a flow that goes through the tips of the fingers. And there's a flow that goes through the center of the foot, and there's a flow that goes through the tips of the toes. And actually, you might be able to hear or feel And let's do this with the hands. You may be able to discern a different color or vibratory rate or tone for the energy that's flowing through each finger. And this will be an impression or an inner vision or intuitive sense. And as you tune into it as a vibratory experience, it'll help the energy flow. So you might hear each finger as a different note. You might see each one as a different color. There might be a different temperature sense for each one. Or you might have different associations that come up with each finger in terms of different flowers or animals or any kind of symbol that represents a vibratory rate for you. This would be your unique interpretation according to the individual orientation of your being. And let's do this with the toes as well. The toes will feel different than the hands. And see what colors appear. If the colors are a little grayed or muted, invite more vitality and force to flow through there to clear the channel. If you can hear the tones moving through the toes, invite them to tune up like a set of guitar strings. Now settle back down into the area below the navel or the base of the spine in a very passive, relaxed state of consciousness and experience your being as this flow through the toes and fingers and through your body. And either listen to it, experience the impressions, see the colors, or see the symbols. Know the symbols that come up. Scan your body and see or experience areas that are flowing freely, and other areas that are coming into attunement, coming into flow. And let's spend a few minutes of silence experiencing this in a deep way. Good. This is a purification practice. And now we're going to return to feeling our axis, which is now quite activated after running the energy like we did through the fingers and the toes. So feel the energy at the base of the spine and or through the legs connecting to the earth. And the column of energy rising up through your being, through the neck, through the top of the head, the crown center, and allow a greater attunement to take place here. When the energy comes up through the top of the head into the crown, we have two choices. The energy can continue on in the physical cosmos into the galaxy. The galaxy and planets are part of the physical Earth reality. So let's feel that first. You'll feel the energy extending down deep into the core of the Earth, to the magnetic core of the Earth, which is also physical. And you'll feel the energy streaming upward in a very fine flow of light and vibration into the galaxy, into the stars. And allow yourself to experience this vast expansion of your being. And what we're doing here when we do this is we're taking in the magnetism of the planet and taking in the magnetism of the stars, the cosmic energy that's out in the galaxy. And we're allowing this to feed the physical, the finer physical matter of our being. This is a subtle physical experience. But the matter of our being really craves the subtle energies. That's what we're missing the most from our toxic world. We're missing the subtle vital energies of organically grown produce and food. We're missing the pure air, the pure water. There's a part of us that knows we're not being fed that fine, pure vibration of the earth reality. And we miss that. And so allow yourself to fill up with these subtle, finer forces. There's a deeper peace that comes to our being when we get to source ourselves with the finer magnetisms of the earth plane. When we get enough sunlight, pure water, pure earth, pure air, we feel so good. And then on the consciousness plane, There's an equivalency to that, and it's in the energetic realm. So when we ground energetically through the root chakra, we're connecting in to the source energy of the feminine. It's more subtle, it's actually more powerful. And we can feel that energy at the root chakra, and we can feel the quickening that occurs in our being when we tune into this. When I do this, the image of Buddha sitting on a lotus flower comes to me. If you look at all the seated Buddha pictures, he's sitting on something that looks like a blossom, lotus blossom, like it's expanded, and he's sitting on the source that's connected, the blossom that is connected to the source that causes our being to blossom. So this root source of energy in the first chakra is where the wisdom and the power to have our being and our consciousness blossom comes from. So this is a different experience than feeling the magnetism of the earth. This is feeling the energy of the root chakra in a more subtle way. You may feel the light surround you and travel through you in very fine filaments through your being. This is the energetic nerve system from the root chakra. So allow yourself to purify these finer energetic nerves that look like filaments. And this gets finer and finer as we sit with it. And as we purify these filaments, something deeper opens inside of us. The more sacred aspect of our being now is starting to bloom, just like a blossom that's been sourced from the earth. And that opens up to receive the light, the fine light and sound that comes in through the crown chakra. And a perfect harmony begins to come into balance in our being between the feminine and the masculine, the positive pole, the negative pole. And a sense of a very special, holy place within begins to appear. You can't touch this place with the mind. You can't touch it with the emotions. It's so subtle. It's like a diamond. It's like a rose. inside your being, it's a sense of something opening that gives you access to the depth, the silence, the origin of your being. And I'll be quiet again so you can feel this, experience it. This is where the cosmic dance of Shiva and Shakti, the two original forces of creation, are found in your being, continually regenerating and sourcing this existence for you. As we touch this place in our being, the channels of our chakras start to clear through as well. The finer forces of our source are feeding and nurturing and clearing the finer forces of our chakra channels now. This is all coming from within. This is a little harder. The mind gets a little more frustrated dealing with this because it's something that's way beyond that, but you know it's happening. So you can't grasp it. It just is. The spark of creation is occurring at this very moment in your being. It generates a complete renewal, the possibility of moment by moment renewal in your being. It's got the power of a nuclear bomb. That's how powerful it is. It's very original energy. We'll let this move through us, purify our being on all levels. You may have a sense of areas in your being dynamited open on a subtle level, on a deep level. this will have a powerful impact on your consciousness in future days and weeks here. Let's recenter more towards the physical in a very gentle way here. You may be able to feel your third eye being very, very bright, or your heart center radiant and expansive, and the root center solid but potent. Your consciousness very gently starts to integrate the sense of the physical with the energetic. As the focus slides back slowly to the physical, and the breath, and the fingertips and the toe tips, still gently reacclimating to the body consciousness. When we've done a meditation like this, it feels like we come back from very far away when we come back to the body. And sometimes we even wonder where we were at, because it's a very state-specific knowing. So that when we re-engage the body and the mind doesn't quite get it. But you know you were there. You know the experience exists within your being. And so it's learning how to accept that there are states of being that you may not recognize in your regular state of mind, but you know they exist. You honor and acknowledge this so that you build more and more space in your being for this type of experience. And it greatly deepens the meaning of your life. It's like love. You know, it's without love, we'd miss a whole lot. But the space that love exists in is ineffable, and it's hard to define, and it's hard to know if you're not in that space. So this is likewise that type of space within your being that's very sacred, very original, very immediately close to the source. And so it'll have long-ranging, deep effects on your being.